Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you might not be aware of this, but the first ever Irish Pinball Championship recently took place, organised by a Dublin pinball collective called Pinballia. Get it? Donovan Delaney is one of the people behind it. Donovan, good afternoon.
Sean, how you doing? Lovely to talk to you.
Lovely to talk to you too. Now, describe the pinball machines themselves. Like, these are huge, big things that you play on.
They're huge, and then they double in size when you bring them into a private residence. You know, they're about 6 foot long, 6 foot high, two buttons, and a whole lot of flashing lights and a lot of fun.
Yeah, and so, do they have to be, if you like, for proper competitions, do they have to be a standard size?
Yeah, a lot of pinballs come in standard sizes. For competitions, they have to be at a certain degree, like angle of attack, you know, and that depends on how fast they want the ball to go and stuff. And then you can turn off rules and things like that. So, yeah, but pinballs are mostly a general size.
Okay, and you know, with the bits, and I don't know what you call them, forgive me, but, the bits inside the pinball machine where the bouncers are and all that kind of stuff, is that in a mm-hmm. uniform shape or can that vary?
That can vary. You know, modern pinball tables have what's called an Italian bottom. But, you know, you go back to the 60s, the 70s, you've had pinball tables with six flippers, seven flippers, you know, play fields on the back box. You know, there's a whole lot of ingenuity. But right now in the modern pinball era, we use an Italian bottom. Two flippers at the bottom, possibly two or three at the top.
Right. Okay. And so in a competition scenario, how does that work?
Well, these tables, a lot of people don't know this, but these tables can do multiplayer. So what we do is in a competition setting, we can play up to four players on a table. And player one takes a go, then player two, three, four. And you have to about 20, 30, you know, sometimes hundreds of people playing in America at the same time. All the scores get collated, and that's how we know who's the best that night.
Okay, so can you have teams, though, playing against another team?
Absolutely. Have teams, yeah, 100%. You know, some people put on pinball nights like ourselves where you know, team up with people. It could be team one with a kind of a senior player, and then three kind of newer people that will learn from you. And they go against another team with a senior player and kind of newcomers as well. And there's lots of different ways to play.
Okay.
You know, you can bet on hitting certain shots and everything.
The teams, can they play simultaneously?
No, it's by its own nature, it's kind of a, you know, take a go game, you know what I mean? You couldn't play snakes and ladders at the same time or take shots at chess at the same time.
Right, yeah, okay, fair enough. I was just, like, if there was flippers, would people maybe control one flipper each? But that
happens a lot. You see people in Trevor McGee's where we hold the knights, go down, and they'll play left flipper, right flipper, and they'll try and nudge it together as well. A lot of people think you're not meant to move the machines, but nudging is a huge part of the game. That's how you keep the game going and get the high scores, you know? And there's a mechanism in it that actually measures how hard you're nudging that machine. So the machine will tell you if you're breaking the rules.
So you can actually kind of bang against the machine to move the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. There's two buttons and then your ability to nudge it left and right. And if you see it come out to down the middle or left and right, you're completely in your power to slap that machine or give it a nudge, you know. We operate the machines and we say how tight that nudge should be, how hard you have to hit it to turn it off. But
okay.
It's absolutely part of the game. In fact, it's the most skillful part, really.
And can you over-nudge the machine?
Absolutely. There's a little thing called a tilt bob, and if it hits a metal ring for you hitting it too hard, the whole game turns off and you're on to your next ball.
Okay, all right. So and so then in a competitive situation, would you be disqualified for that or lose the game?
You would lose your ball, and so you've got three balls per game. You would lose that ball, and if you're playing against good players, you want all three lives. You don't want to play as Mario and then just jump into a hole, you know?
Yeah.
You want to keep the game going, and the skill is just nudging it enough to stay alive but not overdoing it.
So, the collective you've set up, that's a relatively new thing, I take it, is it?
Yeah, me and two other guys, we founded Pinballia about a year and a half ago, and we bought our first machine, I think, in October 23. And I actually discovered pinball in Fibber McGee's on a Metallica machine. And it's a lovely full circle because our first machine went into Fibber McGee's about a year and a half ago, which is a Foo Fighters. And we've steadily built up the collection since and started putting on league nights. And the reception has been amazing.
Okay. And I assume there are international competitions as well.
Absolutely. You know, it's an American hobby, an American sport. It's absolutely massive in America. But, you know, the rest of the world still accounts for about 50% of play. You'll find pinballs in Japan. You'll find many in Germany, many in Holland. You know, it's more popular than you realize.
And is there a world championships where countries play each other?
Oh, absolutely. The IFPA, you know, the top two from every country in the world get invited over to play. And then, you know, there's essentially a World Cup of pinball. And really the skill is staying awake for 3 days, playing tables nonstop, understanding the rules of all these tables, because the rules vary as well. It's not a game of chess.
Yeah. And what countries would be the best at it?
The best at it? Well, Ireland first, obviously. And yeah. Then maybe America and then maybe Germany.
Then maybe Germany.
Yeah, well, Germany's huge. Yeah. They accounted for 50% of pinball sales in the 90s. And the 90s were a huge time for pinball.
Wow, that's extraordinary. Yeah. Donovan, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Donovan Delaney there, co-founder of Pinballia. And as you heard there, Fibber McGee's is where you can find them all.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.